Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God from today's Holy Gospel in John chapter 20, specifically where Jesus says, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld." This is God's word. Jesus breathed on his disciples. And that to your ears might sound rather distasteful, to feel someone's breath upon you. But not if you understand the scriptures, which presumably those apostles did. They knew that after the Lord God had formed Adam from the dust of the ground, that it was God himself who breathed into Adam the breath of life. As we heard in our Old Testament reading, it was the breath to which Ezekiel prophesied that came into the valley of dry bones and those bones that had been raised and animated them and gave them life. Breath is life. And Jesus is a life-giving Lord. Jesus is doing something divine by breathing upon his disciples. He is bestowing life upon them, and breath comes from God. I want you to stop and contemplate that for a moment. As we sit here this morning with breath in our lungs, animating us and causing us to live and move, breath coming out of our mouths in word and song and praise and worship to God, consider that your breath was given to you by God. That God put his breath in the first man, and that breath has been passed on to every single one of us who has ever lived. We live because God gives breath. And so it is, when life ends, breath leaves. Having been at the bedside of those who have died, it's the first thing you notice when death has occurred. The chest stops moving, the lips stop moving, and all becomes still. Breath equals life. And Jesus is a life-giving Lord who gives life to his disciples gathered on that first Easter evening. Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of anyone, they are forgiven. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld. What Jesus does with his life-giving breath upon his disciples is give them the Holy Spirit and the ministry of the forgiveness of sins. The ministry of forgiving sins is life-giving. It is the breath by which we live, because it comes from God himself in Jesus Christ. And so it is, our every move, our every bit of life in the Christian church is all revolved around receiving the forgiveness of sins. Sins forgiven when we're washed in the font and joined to Jesus Christ and his death and resurrection. Are gathering together to hear words of forgiveness in life, in the absolution, in the preaching of the gospel, and then coming forward to feast on Jesus' body and blood given for the forgiveness of sins. And what this all means for you and me is that life is moving throughout the gathering of God's people here this day. Because Jesus and the forgiveness of sins is life, it is breath, it is the work of the Holy Spirit. It is that which animates us and moves us and is vibrant and at work for you and me this very day. We are a living, breathing, moving body of Christ because Jesus lives and breathes out his Spirit on his church. God grant us that we would never lose sight of that life. Because all that rejects the forgiveness of sins, or all that precipitates the need for forgiveness of sins, is death. When we love our sins, we love death. When we fail to embrace the forgiveness of sins given to us in Jesus, we instead embrace death. Sinful people love death because it is their fate. And indeed, we are a dried out valley of bones because of our sin. Thanks be to God. He is the source of breath and life and spirit. And he gives this forgiveness of sins to his apostles, not just for themselves. The Spirit is not a gift to just be held on to, but it is to send them out forgiving sins and withholding forgiveness where necessary. In effect, we could actually say this is the Great Commission. We normally call that the end of Matthew chapter 28. Go make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all I have commanded you. This is also the commission, that the apostles go forth forgiving the sins of sinners and bestowing on them spirit and life and breath. A breath that is not taken away from you when your eyelids close in death and your physical breath leaves your body. It is the breath that lives and endures forever, because the one who gives it, Jesus Christ, is living and reigning forever. He breathes into you a breath that never, ever leaves. And he calls those who carry on the ministry of the apostles, the church today, to continue this ministry of forgiving sins. And dear brothers and sisters in Jesus, I submit to you, that is precisely what we have to offer the world today. A world shrouded in death. A world that loves death because it loves its sin. It loves its wickedness. And what will be delivered to that world is the breath and life and spirit that comes in the ministry of forgiving sins. You might say to me, the world doesn't want to hear that. You're right, it doesn't. Our world is filled with a lot of Thomases that unless they see, they won't believe. And though Jesus bodily has ascended to his Father's right hand, do not think that he has left you without anything to use in this work of carrying out the gospel. This word of forgiven sins is life and breath and spirit. Because you are forgiven by the blood of Jesus Christ, God's kingdom is yours. Eternity is yours. And that word of forgiveness in the blood of Jesus Christ is the word, the only word that will bring life where there is death. It's not a popular message to be told you need the forgiveness of sins, because it brings to mind that you need forgiveness, that you're not fine just as you are. God does not accept you as you are. The Lord God hates sin. He does not tolerate sin. And therefore the blood of Jesus is there to remove sin. But sinful fallen flesh doesn't want to let go of sin. That is in essence what forgiveness is. It is release. Letting go. When God forgives you, your sins are let go of, and you are a new creation. By this word of forgiveness of sins, which the disciples were called to spread to Jerusalem, Judea, and to all the earth, Samaria, and all the earth, God breathes life. God brings life out of death. And he gathers us today to receive this breath, its sweet, sweet aroma, from the mouth of Jesus to his church today, and to share that message of life and hope to a world overwhelmed by death. It is by the forgiveness of sins that the church has endured for 2,000 years and will endure into eternity. Because Jesus is a life-giving Lord. And it is the sweetest aroma and touch that we can encounter, to be breathed out on by Jesus and know sins are forgiven and there is a life in us that can never be taken away. God grant that you or I or any of us would never recoil from the breath that Jesus breathes into his church. Sins are forgiven. The Spirit is with us. And Jesus, the one who gives this, remains now and forevermore risen from the dead. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.